Tobacco planters say, we know tobacco because we grow it. We smoke Camels because we know tobacco. And the Camel Caravan brings you Benny Goodman's Swing School. With the King of Swing, the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Instrumental Trio and Quartet, and our Swing School sweetheart, Martha Tilton. This program is made possible by those millions of Camel smokers whose appreciation of finer, more expensive tobaccos makes Camel the largest selling cigarette in the world. Most smokers know that C-A-M-E-L spells true smoking pleasure.
Good evening, students. This is Benny Goodman saying welcome for Camels in the Swing School. Hello, Dr. Seymour.
Hello, Professor, and hello, students. We're still holding class on the roof of the Ritz-Carlton in Boston, and tonight's really a red-letter occasion for the school. Will you go into further detail, Professor?
All right, students. This time, the doctor is not exaggerating. This week, we have practically cornered the feminine swing market. Tonight, we give you not only our own Martha Tilton, but also none other than Maxine Sullivan, who has swung the same with syncopated ballad.
Well, Professor, I don't know of anything you could have done that would please me more, and I'm sure the school feels the same way.
Well, Doctor, we learn by example. Representing Camels and finer tobaccos, we naturally have to try to provide finer entertainment. I hope the students will enjoy this as much as we will.
Well, I can promise you this student will, and if you don't mind, I'm just a little impatient.
All right, we're on our way, and we'll start with Smile. Martha Tilton opens our vocal department, repeating by request a number she did for the first time last week. It's I Hadn't Anyone Till You. All right, boys, rock it for Martha. Thank you.
I had to save my love for you. I never gave my love till you. And through my lonely heart demanding it, you just took a hand in it. I hadn't anyone.
The career of leaf tobacco from plantation to cigarette is of interest to every smoker. After it is planted, the tobacco is carefully tended and cultivated and finally gathered, cured, and graded by the planter. Yes, it is the planter who not only grows tobacco, but also learns most about its quality before it is sold. These men know tobacco. A typical successful planter is Joe R. Galloway. Mr. Galloway says,
there's an awful lot of difference between the ordinary tobacco and top grade, both in quality and price. The Camel people pay to get the best. My last year's crop was as fine leaf tobacco as I ever saw, and the Camel folks bought only the best part of it. Camels are the most popular cigarette with men who grow tobacco because growers know the difference.
Mr. Galloway says, Camels are the most popular cigarette with men who grow tobacco because growers know the difference. Camels are a matchless blend of finer, more expensive tobaccos, Turkish and domestic. From every single angle that counts in cigarette smoking, one smoker tells another, Camels agree with me. The Chamber Music Department is assembled and in action. Professor Goodman, Teddy Wilson, and Lionel Hampton with clarinet, piano, and drums. And the tune is Chinatown, My Chinatown.
A little over a year ago, New York swing fans were captivated by a girl who appeared in the Onyx Club. quietly singing old-time ballads. That was Maxine Sullivan. And as we all know, she became an overnight swing sensation. Tonight, Camels in the Swing School present her to you, and her first number is This Time It's Real. Students, Maxine Sullivan.
And here's another donation from the faculty. It's hard to say whether this is as old as it is good or as good as it is old. Anyway, it's Paradise, and here it is.
Thank you.
Camels are made from finer, more expensive tobaccos. That means more cigarette pleasure to millions of smokers. Camels are especially appealing to those people whose lives are fast, exciting, and tense. Take the modern cameraman, for example. The man whose motto is, get that picture. John V. Adams is famed for his spectacular aerial survey work. He hangs over the sides of airplanes to do it. He says,
looking straight down at nothing gives you a funny sensation in the middle, and it's tough on digestion. After a good meal, I smoke Camels, for digestion's sake, and Camels set me right.
Peter Killian goes after front page news pictures at a fast clip. He says,
tired or not tired, it's up to me to get results. So I light up a Camel, get a lift in energy, and keep going full tilt.
Russell Netty, Hollywood motion picture cameraman, says,
the rush and hurry of shooting movies takes healthy nerves. Camels never get on my nerves. And please remember that this is a real steady smoker who is speaking.
So many people have found what they want in Camel's matchless blend of finer, more expensive tobaccos that Camels are the largest selling cigarette in the world. There's a tip for you in this overwhelming preference. Next time, say Camels.
Can't let Maxine Sullivan go without an encore, so here she is again. This time singing one of the ancient ballads for which she took the country by storm. Darling Nellie Gray. Take it, Maxine.
There's a low bean valley on the old Kentucky shore where I was many happy hours away. Sitting and a singing by the little cottage door where lives my darling Nellie Gray.
Professor, how about the swing choice?
Well, tonight, Doctor, I think we should violate the rules. This being ladies' night, as it were, let's have Martha Tilton pick the killer diller. Martha, what would you like?
Professor, you don't have to ask that. I'll take the 1 o'clock jump, 2 o'clock style.
All right. I don't think you'll make anybody mad with that choice. Boys, the jump and make it 3 o'clock for Martha. bring us back to you then. And because you've enjoyed us so much, we'll have Maxine Sullivan with us again.
Swing School. The caravan will return next Monday with Eddie Cantor and company to your local newspaper for a correct time of broadcast. And next Tuesday at the same hour, Benny Goodman's Swing School with Maxine Sullivan as guest. All brought to you by the makers of Camel cigarettes. And remember, Camels set you right. Pipe smokers sure do enjoy Prince Albert once they learn about it. It's the National Joy Smoke, America's most popular pipe tobacco. Men get around 50 pipefuls in every big 2-ounce Prince Albert pocket tin. 50 sessions of rich, mellow, full-flavored smoking without harshness. PA's no-bite process takes care of that. And PA is crimp-cut to give you an easy-drawing, even-burning smoke that brings real contentment. Dan Seymour speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.